All right, well, shall we...
Stay on this side of the barrier.
Yeah, okay, we're allowed to get into it and ready to go. Alan McCarthy, you've been very popular. You've done at least a dozen television interviews. What do people want to know?
I think people want to know what the difference is, primarily, between sailing on a boat with 17 crew to sailing on a boat on your own, really.
And your answer has been?
My answer has been fairly consistently that the sailing part is obviously very different because the teamwork on board is absolutely crucial. But from a preparation point of view and spending time here in the base today, it's very, very similar. In fact, we work with a very motivated team without whom you could never get to the start line, and it's exactly the same here.
And what did you think in the start sequence? Because it's different to the world you live in and fleet racing and solo racing. Here you've got two gladiators going at each other, trying to stick it up each other.
Yeah, the start here is fairly hairy, I think it's fair to say, because here the start counts for absolutely everything. You know, you can win back if you lose the start, but it's much harder, so it's obviously crucial. So I understand the nerves and the stress and the worry at the start, but that's also similar for the long distance races, because there's a big pressure on us at the start. Because if we hit someone at the start, which is the most likely time, then we're obviously not looking great for a round the world trip or a transatlantic trip. So that feeling was similar, a bit of nerves.
And in contrast to the loneliness of the long-distance sailor, once you're out on your Pat Malone, what did you make of what you could hear of the afterguard and their communications?
I thought that the atmosphere on board the boat was fantastic. There was a lot of laughter on going out to the start line, a lot of concentration during the race, and I even saw people smiling during the race. So I thought that was pretty cool, really.
And meanwhile, when you're on your own down on the Southern Ocean and huge seas and only you to go on the bow, what did you make of what was happening in the middle of the boat and on the bow today?
To be honest, when you're standing at the back and it's a very long, narrow, thin boat, it's very hard to see everything that's going on all at once. But I was watching the teamwork. I tried to watch everyone individually just to see what they all did, just to try and get a better understanding of it. But it was fascinating and it clearly worked very well today.
Have you been involved in this position, 18th man? As I said to Pippa Lady Blake, it's a misnomer calling her an 18th man, and the same to you, if you don't mind me saying so. But as 18th man, your perspective of the whole team and the work and what you could see around you?
I think that the feeling of teamwork within Emirates Team New Zealand was fantastic. I was really surprised to go into the base this morning and see everybody fairly relaxed and see everything very orderly, and even though there was a race today, everybody seemed very calm, and I thought that was fantastic. So to see that, I think they're very calm, they're very collected, and I think they're heading in the right direction.
As an Amiga ambassador and Michael Schumacher, Team New Zealand are getting some big names on board. What do you make of what you've seen here in Valencia and the whole compound and where the America's Cup is related to other events in world sailing?
I think it's pretty hard to come here and not be seriously impressed. It's obviously a massive event. There's huge investment involved in making this place what it is, but also in the teams. So it's very, very impressive. It's extremely well run, and it's amazing to spend a day here and be part of it.
Has anybody asked you about your next project and what are you up to?
There's a lot going on at the moment. One part of which is launching a 60-foot boat shortly for our sailing team. We're also running events in Europe and from Spain. And I'm also doing some work in sustainability, so it's fairly busy at the moment.
It's fascinating you talk in the plural. It's we and our sailing team, and yet really it's all about Alan McCarthy.
No, it's not about me at all. One thing that I really felt at the finish of the Round the World record, even though I was obviously solo on the boat, was that we had our record. And when I crossed the line on my own, it didn't feel like anything. I felt just relief, no joy, no happiness. But when the team jumped on board, that's when we had our record, and we did it together.
And back on what you've seen today, who do you think Team New Zealand will face in the Louis Vuitton final?
I can't comment. I have no idea. It's very, very difficult to say, and I'll have to follow the racing for a few more days to have a better idea, but just have to wait and see. They're certainly sailing very well, so yeah, fingers crossed. Let's just hope it's someone that they beat.